The year 2010 was a year of change for the town of Wrangell. I'm Peter Helgeson with this look back at the past year. Despite efforts to sell the facility, Wrangell's Silver Bay Logging Company lumber mill slowly disappeared in the fall of 2010. The mill's owner, Richard Bueller, made the decision to demolish the 35-year-old facility and sell it for scrap after several attempts to revive activity there failed. The facility was built in the late 70s by Alaska Lumber and Pulp Corporation, which closed the mill in 1993. Bueller purchased the mill in 97 and operated it through 2007. Efforts to revitalize Wrangell's Central Business District continued in 2010. Several years in the planning, the project will bring improvements to road and sidewalks, as well as public works infrastructure. The city and borough of Wrangell continued work on a comprehensive long-range development plan in 2010. Once complete, the effort will guide the community's land use policy and economic development goals for a period of 25 years. The planning process has been centered around a series of public forums and is seen by many as an opportunity for growth and prosperity into the future. Wrangell's school district will see some improvements as a result of community action in 2010. Wrangell voters approved a $1.2 million bond issue to rebuild the Evergreen Elementary Playground facility. 35 years in coming, the project will bring upgrades to a facility many believe are long overdue. Perhaps the final triumph for Wrangell in 2010 was a local's sports achievement in the last week of the year. For the first time in recent history, Wrangell resident Chuck Hay bowled a perfect 300, participating in the local Elks Lodge Bowling League, much to the glee of his fellow teammates and league organizers. Wishing all a happy new year and good things to come in 2011, I'm Peter Helgeson in Wrangell.